The chairman of BHP has told shareholders the company is shaken by the disaster at its mine in Brazil. Jacques Nasser told the company's annual general meeting in Perth today that it will do everything it can to help those affected and ensure such an accident never happens again. 11 people are believed to have died and 8 are missing after 2 waste dams failed at the mine 2 weeks ago, releasing a torrent of mud which flattened a village and polluted a river. He said an external investigation will be held and its findings will be made public. Meredith Griffiths reports.
BHP's chairman Jacques Nasser said that this year will go down as one of the worst in the company's history. He said everyone had been shaken by the tragedy in Brazil.
We're deeply sorry for all of those who have been impacted by this tragedy, in particular for the friends and families of those who died and those who are missing, as well as those who have lost their homes and feel uncertain about their future.
Jacques Nasser said BHP is committed to finding out what went wrong at the Samarco mine, which it co-owns with Brazilian company Vale.
We have agreed to commission an external investigation into the collapse of the tailings dam. It will be some time before this investigation concludes, but when it does, you have my commitment that we will publicly release the findings. We will also share the results with other resource companies.
When the floor was opened up to questions, a Greenpeace spokesman, Nicola Ciaciula, said that in 2013, an independent report warned of the dangers posed by the tailings dam.
Since BHP subsidiary Samarco was alerted to the danger posed by this dam in 2013, why did Samarco allow operations to proceed?
Jacques Nasser replied that he did not think that report was relevant.
We looked at it back then, we've looked at it now. It's an interesting and unfortunate circumstance that happened, but not related to this. And Andrew, maybe you can add a little more on that report.
Andrew McKenzie is BHP's chief executive.
Everything will be involved in the external inquiry. And there are so many factors to consider before we arrive at cause. Before we do that, we are, in response to your questions, doing another major review of all of our tailings dam systems. And that is underway as we speak.
The board was also reminded of environmental disasters in its past by Adrian Glamorgan, a self-described sustainability practitioner.
My concern is that we've already been here. We were there with Octedi. BHP was involved in killing a river for hundreds of years and contaminating the soil and the waters of people in Papua New Guinea.
But Jacques Nasser said BHP had learned many lessons from Octedi and made changes.
As you know, Octedi did not have a tailings dam, so I don't think there's any technical learning from it, but there's...
There was a tailings dam and it collapsed and it wasn't replaced.
Right, so there wasn't a tailings dam, which is the cause of the complaints that occurred following that. But so, in our view, there are lessons learned, and we appreciate the challenge that you have given us.
Investors also asked about the sustainability of the company's progressive dividend policy, which means guaranteed increases in dividend payouts despite falling commodity prices and earnings. Jacques Nasser said there were no plans to scrap the policy yet.
The dividend is an outcome of appropriate capital management. Our starting point is to maintain the strength of the balance sheet through the cycle. The balance sheet must always come first.
He said BHP was disappointed with its current share price performance, but that the resources industry is cyclical, so the company remains focused on long-term strategies.
Meredith Griffiths.